43 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. It's your Tuesday morning, 23rd day of June. Joining me right now in studio, Julie.
Yeah. Just Julie.
Just Julie.
For now.
For this moment, as we will be having...
James rolled his ankle last night
in baseball.
Softball.
So he's moving...
He didn't anticipate moving slower.
A little slow this morning. That's the worst. I had a bad ankle and growing up doing sports, and man, that's the worst ever.
I don't know if it's the worst, having done
breaking a leg or something like that would probably be a lot worse.
Torn ACL.
Yeah.
That's no fun.
Yeah. You've experienced that.
Yeah, a few times.
Few times? Mm-hmm. How many times?
Four.
Julie, four times?
And I've rolled an ankle, so yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you were active. You got back on and did it again.
I would venture to say reckless.
That's all right. Well, today is the 23rd day of June, and it was on this date, Wyoming history. The year was 1931. 10-year-old Frank McClintock became the youngest climber of Teton Peak.
10-year-old.
10-year-old.
And what year? Sorry?
1931.
Wow. I mean, think of the technology
and clothing and footwear. Yep. The technology and gear then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you got a 10-year-old?
Yeah. Of course, they might have been wearing straight wool, and, you know, they might have been better off, actually.
Yeah. That's true, too.
But still, impressive.
Is it impressive? Today, if you share a birthday, you'll share it with Empress Josephine of France. She was born in 1763, the wife of Napoleon.
Oh.
On this date. Ted Shackelford, Knott's Landing, Dallas actor.
I watched Knott's Landing. I'd probably know him by
face.
If
you saw him. 80 today. Clarence Thomas, Supreme Court Justice, is 78 today. Former American Idol judge Randy Jackson, 70 today. Huh. Did you ever watch American Idol?
Probably the first couple seasons, and then I didn't. Did you?
Yeah, I'm about right where you... Yeah. And then I didn't even really watch it. It was just a slow... James walking into the studio, gimping profusely, I might add.
I'm moving as fast as I can right now.
James. Tell me you were going for a big play.
No, it was the first inning. I was running home, and the...
Boom.
Right-handed batter's box usually has a bigger hole in it because everybody's right-handed when they swing.
Right.
And I stepped in the hole and just rolled the hell out of my ankle.
Did you score?
I did score.
Hey.
But
hey.
Afterwards, I was like, I wish I hadn't done that. I wish I would have had a runner. And then I had a runner the rest of the night. So it's great. Awesome.
You
so
still stepped up to the plate to bat?
Yeah. I think the adrenaline kicked in a little bit, to be honest with you. Because I'm like, there's no way I could have played with how I'm feeling right now. No shot. I can barely put weight on the balls of my feet. Right
yes,
now.
you're
everything was a little slow this
you're
morning.
You're a little slow going this morning.
We can tape you up.
Yeah. That's probably what's going to be the plan.
We'll get you going there, James. All right. Well, you're here now.
I'm here now.
All right. Good. The year was 1848. Antoine Joseph Sachs is awarded a patent for the...
Plastic bag? Hey, we both said the same thing.
Sax.
Yeah.
Saxophone.
Oh.
S-A-X.
Yes. You play.
I wondered why they called it that. Yeah, I'm trying to play.
How's she doing, James?
He hasn't heard me.
I haven't heard you play in a while, yeah.
All right.
Summertime, you know?
That's true.
It's busier. It gets harder to make myself practice.
Okay. We'll get to practicing, William.
Yeah.
18, because we want a solo on the air.
Sure.
The Godfather theme.
We want the Godfather theme.
Maybe on the anniversary of that movie. I'll come in and play
I'll have
it
to look when that is, and then you'll have a date.
Me and Bob will both be covering our ears, and then we'll be, wow, that's great.
That's awesome,
Julie. I'll start it out. I'll intro with the song.
You know? No pressure.
And then you're going on this date.
Yeah, it sounds like a funeral when we're doing it that way.
The year was 1868. Christopher Sholes received a patent for an invention he called...
The foot thing.
Dr. Sholes again?
You would think, though. No, okay. No, Dr. Sholes.
That was yesterday.
Yeah.
No, this was the typewriter.
Oh. Dr. Sholes' typewriter.
Yes. Christopher Latham Sholes. He received a patent for the typewriter. Want some typewriter trivia?
And you work it by using your feet. And he was like, I got an idea.
The first typewriter was the size of a dining room table.
Wow.
And had only capital letters, and you couldn't see the paper inside the machine.
Everything used to be, back in the day, like the initial invention for a lot of those were like, hey, we're just going to make it huge. I think of the typewriter, the computer, like the first computer was massive.
Yeah.
Like stuff like that. Who would use that?
Yep.
Why would you think that you would need it so big? Like you're typing.
They saw the... They went to that toy store in New York City where the pianos, when you step on the keys.
Yeah.
Like, we're just going to make everything like this.
So the paper, you couldn't even see the paper inside. So it wasn't visible when you were typing.
Wow.
Did he think that was going to go a long way? And he was like, it's the size of a dining table. It's going to take up your entire...
Printing press?
Yeah, maybe. It's going to take up your entire dining room, but...
Yeah.
You don't have to write anymore.
Back in 1868,
So they already had printing presses, didn't they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The first novel ever written on a typewriter, The Adventures of Tom Sawyer.
Oh, wow.
He's jumping around.
Not as much thought as you might think actually went into the arrangement of the letters.
Yeah.
The letters were arranged in such a fashion to let salesmen to reach over and quickly spit out typewriter on the demo model. A word that can be spelled entirely on the first line.
Right.
Still today.
Still to this day.
Hmm.
All on the top.
You just did it. She just typed it out on the control room board.
I wonder if they did it. Well, they didn't have the correct parlance initially, obviously. They had to learn that.
So when you look at your typewriter today, or your keyboard.
Keyboard. Yeah, it's all at the top.
It's all at the top, typewriter.
W-R-I-T-E-R.
Yeah, and that's where they got the arrangement of the letters. They were arranged in a fashion to let salesmen reach over and quickly type. Spit out typewriter on the demo model.
So was it just like on the left side it was T, then Y, then P, then E, then W, R, I, T, E, R? And then you just press it? I don't know.
Okay.
Look at Julie. She's getting deep thought. She's looking at her hands.
They didn't figure out the efficiency of keyboarding.
No, they didn't have the alignment yet.
That came after.
Yeah, way after.
So they're like, there was no rhyme or reason.
Was that, like, when we started getting later typewriters, did they look the same as keyboards now?
Well, Smith Corona introduced the first portable electric in 1957.
Yeah.
Wow, that's late.
Way late.
So the QWERTY...
That thing was 20 pounds.
Man.
And you didn't pack those around.
I don't know, you could lift that. You can use that as an exercise.
Yeah. So, little typewriter trivia for you today.
Now I want to know when the QWERTY keyboard alignment started becoming a thing.
James is for people that don't know this already, James is a keyboard, what would you call yourself?
I wouldn't call me that. I'd say a...
Collector?
Maybe, I guess.
Fetish?
I'm a keyboard overspender, is what I would
You're
call myself.
You're a keyboard overspender.
Yeah. I like keyboards.
How many keyboards do you have?
How many do we have here?
Yeah,
do
I know.
Have
I would say I supply.
How many do we have at the station?
I think I supply four of the computers in this office with keyboards.
We all know the one with the Chinese symbols on it.
I switched that one out yesterday, actually, because I wanted to go back. but that one's hanging out upstairs. I got one. Grant has one of mine. The production studio down here has one of mine. This one is mine.
In the control room.
In the KRE studio is mine.
That's funny.
I got a lot. I don't even have a PC at home, which is funny.
I know.
They all come here.
You have a laptop.
So yeah, but I can't.
What's the likening to keyboards?
I like the sound. I like the type.
Okay.
If you're going to type all the time, you might as well have a good time doing it.
And you're very fast on your keyboarding skills.
I like to type.
Are you fast?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could do. I mean,
he's pretending.
I'm not the. Yeah, Julie says that
really?
All the time.
I always thought he was pretending.
Pretending, yeah.
I do here comes work. Bob. I better look busy.
I better look busy here. If I type really fast, I look really busy.
I can do about 82 words per minute, give or take. But if I'm really going fast, I can get up to 90. So pretty good.
Yeah, it is.
Pretty fast. Up to 90?
90 words per minute. That's really fast. Yeah. It's not, there's a lot of people, like, there's people that can get to like 110.
I know.
Like, I don't even know how
you do
that. I had
a classmate that she was always over 100.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Wow.
That's,
she was like
that's lightning.
Flying.
Wait,
yeah.
And that was back with typewriters.
Yeah, that was back with the old typewriters.
Yeah,
you had to pound on them.
If they were to put me in a dark room with just a computer and nothing else, no distractions or anything, I don't think I could even get to 100. I don't think there's any chance. That's really fast.
Oh, yeah.
You have to, like shut your brain down.
She had little skinny fingers, I remember, and she'd just sit down, and she was just like, you could tell she was just really zoned in.
Yeah.
And just like...
The one that always got me, and it was funny because he worked here, was Trevor. He was a...
He was a hand pecker.
Index he was a pecker,
finger.
Yeah.
He was an index finger pecker.
I was like, I was like, Trevor, we got to go faster, bud. What are we doing?
I know.
I remember
He used his index fingers. That's how Trevor typed.
That's how you're.
That's interesting because I had to learn it in school.
Yeah.
Well, I asked him one day, "Did you learn that in Miles City? Did you take keyboarding in Miles City?" He goes, "No. That's why I don't. That's why I had to learn."
It was like a mandatory when I was in school.
Oh yeah.
I remember when I was in middle school. That's when they started teaching it here, and I remember like dreading going to that class because like I don't want to have to learn all this. I don't know if I said I'm never going to use this, but I was like, I'll just learn it later. But I'm so happy I like caught on to that class because now
so
I'm like using
the class
it every day.
That I was in high school many years ago, we had three electrics and the rest of them were manual typewriters. Mm-hmm. So when it came time for that period, everyone is running to that classroom to get on the electric typewriter because it was first come, first serve. Yeah, only three electrics, and there was like 20 manuals. And it was
how many
like,
kids in a class?
It was full.
But you were in Custer, Montana, so 8 kids.
Yeah,
got a lot of alone time.
All 10 of us rushed to the rushed to the room.
It was a good one-on-one teacher session for a lot of it.
There was a good chance you'd with 8 of us you'd get that typewriter, but you had to be faster than 500 kids,
And to beat them there. Beat them to the punch.
There was people that would fall down the stairs because it was downstairs. They're falling down the stairs trying to get there to get to the electric typewriter.
I wonder now how much because I learned it in middle school. I would say I was still, I think we were on the cusp of really getting basically a computer in every household. That was right before the big jump in technology. But now I wonder if they even teach that class anymore. If it's just kind of inherently figured
out,
or they teach
it
in elementary.
But it's still a class that's hot.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but I'm saying here, I wonder if they moved it to elementary now. Yeah,
I think so.
It's such a part of life now.
All right, Julie, the drawing for tonight's Mega Millions jackpot
has grown.
Okay,
I'm going to get one tonight.
Who are you going to get it from?
Zoltar.
There we go. Nice. Okay. I'm Voltron. one of the villains from Transformers.
Iron Man.
She's getting it from Zoltar.
Get my numbers from Optimus Prime.
Zoltar.
Yeah.
$467 million, Julie.
Okay.
She's going to use her Zoltar numbers.
Zoltar numbers.
Now, just for you, I searched this out. I found out where the nearest Zoltar machine is.
Well, the one I went to was in Denver.
It is in Denver, yes.
Well,
that's the nearest
one? Actually in Brighton.
I have the address. It's called the Super Awesome Fun Factory.
Okay.
Mile High Arcade Warehouse.
It'd be disappointing if you had a bad time there.
But the one I went to was I think it was in Brighton. It was the huge pumpkin thing.
They might have moved it.
Halloween thing.
Maybe they rented it.
There's
probably more than...
So next time you're in Denver to see your son...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Go to the Super Fun Awesome Warehouse.
Have to visit Zoltar.
Visit Zoltar.
I must see Zoltar.
Yes.
Sound like an alien.
I actually want to visit Zoltar again because the one I got was really, everyone got there all, it's sunshine and rainbows for you. And mine was like,
Maybe that's a sign.
Not looking so sunshiny and rainbow. I was like, what the heck?
It could be a good sign. It's reverse. Zoltar is preparing you.
If you win.
Actually, it had a see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil monkeys on it. And I'm like, this isn't going to be good.
Yeah.
All right. Put in the numbers tonight, Julie.
He's like, you're driving out of here?
Just grab one. No. Mega Millions is $467 million. Could be yours tonight.
You spent a dollar on this?
Yeah. Yikes.
All right. You're a runner.
Yeah.
James isn't running anywhere.
Not so much anymore,
If
I'm not a fast runner.
Hey, you're running.
Running's running.
That's the important thing. Listening to music, they say, study done, does help runners combat mental fatigue.
Hmm. I believe that.
Do you listen to music?
Not so much anymore, and that's really? Probably because I run with my dog, number one. But two, there's something about the earbuds being in my ears that will sometimes mess with me.
Really?
Like equilibrium or yeah. just really? Spatial awareness. It's
definitely
weird.
Spatial awareness. Okay. If you're, yeah. if they're like closed, like yeah. They're noise canceling for sure.
I don't run, but I ride bike, cycling.
But I ride bike.
And I do. What's that?
I ride bike.
What'd you say?
He said.
The way you do. The way you said just, that. But I ride bike.
I ride bike.
Instead of I ride a bike?
I do run. I make run.
I make run.
Yeah.
So I ride bike. And I do listen to music.
Yeah.
And I really, and I have, I do have certain, I have certain motivational music. So when I'm heading up a hill, like this last Saturday.
Eye of the tiger.
Yeah. Eye of the tiger. And no, I don't that is
that was actually my first run.
Really? That was on my playlist.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Song. Okay.
That's what the song was made for.
Yeah.
So, yes.
I do that.
So it does show. Listen to music. Except you're Julie, you're running with your dogs.
Off and on, yeah.
I when I'm lifting, I do. I have music for it too. So it's the same. But thing is,
see,
when
I don't.
When you're wearing headphones or earbuds when you're lifting, if you like, if one of them starts to pop out and you're lifting something, you're like, I got to stop this whole set and put my
right.
earbud back in.
And that's the thing. Know. Those of you who know who you are, like, you know,
yeah.
get up off the weightlifting machine if you're looking for new music.
Okay. All right.
It's like I got time here.
Speaking of music, we got 30 seconds left on the morning. James, Julie, welcome. James,
yeah. I'll hobble out of here.
Hobble out of here.
Yeah.
Take it easy going up those steep steps, okay?
Yeah, no, I might take a long way
tonight.
Around. No,
oh,
I don't. Wednesday.
But. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You right. could make it. We'll find
see.
Out. We'll wrap you up, man. Don't worry. You're yeah. listening to Carol. You share it at 8 o'clock. Have an awesome day, everyone.